Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Many of us in our journey in life are going through many different things, and sometimes we've got things to heal from and don't even realize it. And sometimes you need help with that, and maybe there's a natural approach to it, and we're going to talk about that today. And that's courtesy of awakenthehealing.com. Trinace Talbert is the wonderful person behind that, and she's with us today. Trinace, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm very well. It's great to have you back on here. And yeah, we're talking about a journey to good health, and you offer what's called natural healing classes. Who would be the perfect person to be part of those classes?
Everybody. Everybody is the perfect person. What I find, Steve, is that everybody has a body, but very few people know how it really works. And that's not just from the physical standpoint and the biology, but the metaphysical standpoint as well. And that's what these classes, the classes we offer at awakenthehealing.com, help people to find the answers, not only of how to take care of their bodies and keep themselves nice and healthy, but also what is going on with the mind, how the mind-body connection also affects the health of the person, and how to keep them in the optimal, just health, just the best health necessary for them to live.
So when we talk about natural healing, take me through that. I know that these classes are offered online, on demand, so it's very convenient for anybody, and you have different levels, which we'll get to in just a second. But when we talk about the a journey to better health and holistic living, what are some of the things that that somebody will learn?
Well, in level one, we have three different levels, and people can decide if they want to just take a few classes, it's absolutely a la carte, or they can go for their transformational healer certification. And that is, that would mean that you would complete three levels, and each level focuses on different things. So in the first level, I feel that that's a very general place, and anyone who wants to become a light worker, an ordained light worker with our ministry, then they must go through the level one and the level two in order to know that this is our mission. Our mission is to teach and train healers. There should be a healer in every family. And when I say that, there should be someone in every family who has a deeper understanding of health and how to help their loved ones feel better. So level one gives you a foundation of the metaphysical and the physical things that are possible. It because most people don't realize they have the ability to heal themselves. There's lots of conditioning that has taken place over time, and then people forget that, wait a minute, my body is able to recoup, and it has an immune system, and it has all these wonderful things that are built in, and that's how I got here, you know, from a drop of blood. And so we really, like, we lose confidence in our own bodies, and we don't know how they work, and we don't know how the cells operate and how to keep them healthy. So level one gives a very firm foundation in the fact that you are able to heal yourself. So there's 12 classes in that level. And we start out, our very first class is actually a class that people have to take in person. And it's called The Great Mystery in the Sky. And it's a very ancient healing technique that the Native Americans have given us, the Sioux Indians, to be specific. And it's a technique of bringing the energy from the base of the spine all the way up into the body. And it's a very just gentle touching on the sides of the back to bring this energy up. And it's amazing, the healing that comes from that, because there's a lot of energy that's sitting in our body and there's blockages. So when we talk about the chakras, the energy centers, then people don't, they don't really know. Some people are aware of those things, but many people aren't. And so this is what these classes are, to just give people some foundations and to start using and becoming acquainted with things that seem very strange when they first hear them, And we go into radiation. We teach people about the dangers of radiation because we're just surrounded by these things. And we become so used to them that we forget that we're dealing with radiation. Speaking of our cell phones, things of that nature, our Wi-Fis and routers in the house and all these different things, we don't realize how they are affecting our health because they are working on frequency. And as you and I have discussed before, everything is frequency and vibration.
Yep.
So we are being exposed to frequencies that will become harmful over time if we don't know how to transmute those frequencies. So in class number two, we teach you how to transmute the radiation that's seeping into your house or that is in your house or the cell phone that you're walking around with every day, how to protect yourself from that so that you don't become ill affected by it. And then all the other classes really build on just teaching confidence, knowledge, and a greater understanding of the ability of the human to be the best in every way possible.
Wow. I had no idea that these classes were encompassed so much. And I've been just reading about electromagnetic radiation, about what radiates from the devices that we use every single day. And what, you know, we said before that we're all energy. We're all vibrations. Guess what? You're holding that cell phone. You got a very powerful energy device in your hand, whether you know it or not. And that could actually be in some ways harmful to your health and not even realize it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, if we just can go back to the basic science of things and the physics, and people have to realize that they have an energy body. They have a magnetic field around their body. And these tools that we use are wonderful cell phones, wonderful TVs, and you know, refrigerators, all our modern technology, they have magnetic fields around them. And how are those magnetic fields affecting your personal magnetic field? That is the thing that people need to understand. And it's not that we need to be afraid of them, it's just that we need to know how to transmute the energy. So there's wonderful people, wonderful scientists out there that have been dealing with this for a long time, who saw it coming, so to speak, and they have developed wonderful tools for us to transmute the energy so that it's not harmful to us anymore. So there's very simple things that we can do, purchase devices, and even in the form of geometry, we start getting into pyramid technologies, different things like that. So there's so much to talk about, Steve, that you can see why there's a need for so many classes. But I try to make it very simple, and all of the students that have gone to those classes, they absolutely loved them. And I mean, I have people from all walks of life, from doctors, nurses, you know, lawyers, different people, just all walks of life that have taken those classes. And they were just in shock at what they learned because so much of it is missed in the education process. And, you know, I guess it's because at some point when we look at education, it's teaching you how to do something. And if what they're doing or training you to do has nothing to do with this, why should they talk about that? It's a waste of time, you know, at some point. But it really isn't. There are things that we just need to know as humans to help us along our journey. And many people, just in knowing those things, have really altered their lives with a better health. They were suffering from headaches and constantly being tired and all these different things, and they didn't realize that some of this was coming from the radiation exposure they were getting every day, from sitting right on top of the computer at work all day, having the cell phone in their pocket, or whatever it is. And just becoming aware of how this could be affecting you, and then them starting to use some of the precautions. Their headaches went away, the tiredness they were feeling, you know, the lack of appetite, all of these symptoms they were suffering from, they realized that it was a lot of exposure they were getting. And it was because of that. So
crazy. Like we don't even, these are all things that nobody talks about. And there are some people with the, you know, they call it a conspiracy theory, you know, with cell phones and how, 5G is doing something to our brains, whether you believe it or not. There is bottom line, there's radiation, there's things being emitted from your phone, and that's just one device that that we deal with. The classes that you have, Changing Your Biology, there's a part one and part two. What are some of the things that that you center on in those classes?
Well, we focus on Bruce Lipton's information on the biology of belief. So if anyone has studied Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, it's an amazing book. So we go into a lot of that, and that's just one of the books we share in that class, but it's one of the focuses that we show people that through your thoughts that you affect your own biology. And Bruce Lipton is a doctor and a scientist, and he proved it many different ways. And he's just one scientist that has done the research and has the proof that we determine our own biology. We're told that we receive this through genetics, that if your parent was genetically disposed to, say, diabetes, then you are also. And he shows that even in his research that children that were adopted by adopted parents, those children take on the same traits as the parents. So if they had heart disease or diabetes and that was not in the child's bloodline, but they will take on that genetic just from their adopted parents. So how can that be, you know?
Wow. I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Those classes are amazing. And there's another book that's by Michael Talbot, and it's The Holographic Universe. That is an amazing book. Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field. These are like books you must read, you know. It's some things you just have to know about out there. And even with what I love about Michael Talbot's book, The Holographic Universe, because I am a hypnotist and I actually experienced this, I didn't know what I was experiencing in a quantum healing hypnosis. But he shows the research that's been done on hypnotists, the relation they have with the hypnotized, their patient or client, whatever you want to call them. And whatever's going on with the hypnotist, the person who's being hypnotized actually can feel it. They like become one. And this is in the book, and it talks about the holographic universe, how we're all connected by this, you know, oneness, and we don't really realize it, but when certain things happen, it causes us to go back and research and say, well, why did that happen? That was really strange. Why did that happen? And I had something happen. I was in the middle of a quantum healing hypnosis, and it was getting late, and it was a long session, and I was tired, and I kind of leaned back in my seat, and I just closed my eyes for a second. And as soon as I closed my eyes, the lady that was in the session, she was describing to me where she was and telling me, you know, what was around her. And then as I closed my eyes, she goes, everything just went dark, everything. And I quickly opened my eyes because I realized, oh, my goodness, I just closed my eyes, and then she couldn't see. It was amazing. So when I read this kind of stuff, I have to completely agree with it because I've experienced so much of it myself. It's amazing.
Mm. I got to tell you, Trinace, I thought that these classes were, I didn't know they went so deep, but these are things that are so important and things that we don't realize. And even the class number 7, past life hypnosis for current life issues, I've got an idea what that might be, but please explain.
That one talks about the QHHT, Steve, and we really go into different sessions to show people how going through a past life hypnosis could resolve many of your current issues. And as we've spoken of before, this is very real. People are carrying those energies with them into their now. And it has to be resolved, so you have to bring it back into the conscious mind in order for us to address the issues, and then they just seem to just melt away.
It's always been on my radar, and in the last couple of months, I've done hypnosis twice, very powerful, but on my radar has been the past life, and I do believe that things that are carried from other generations, you're dealing with now. And you might not even realize it, but you're not going to find out unless you confront it with something like hypnosis.
And you know, Steve, the real trippy thing is, it's when you go into a session and then you are your own ancestor. That's really where you think that that was grandma or great grandma or something. And then you go back into life, you were that person. I don't know.
Okay, so I've never heard it presented that way, Trinae. So wait a second here. So you do a past life regression and you play the role of that person. So you take on what they felt, their personality, and all of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Yes. Mm. I've had several clients experience that. And the thing was, of course, you can't see yourself in the regression. You have to go into a mirror sometimes. We'll do mirror work with them in the regression. If you get them in and, you know they're nice and deep, it won't snap them out when they see this person. You know when they're deep enough that they can go look in a mirror if there's a mirror, you know, around. Mirrors weren't always around. But when they see themselves and then they say, oh, my goodness, that's great, great grandpa, so-and-so, or that's, you know, or that's somebody else. Doesn't even have to be family. It could be like somebody that lived down the street that your grandma was real good with, and, you know, that kind of thing. They all took pictures together and they were just friends. And then here you are, the reincarnation, I guess you would say, of that person. And you're living this life with your grandmother when she was a teenager and stuff like that. It's very interesting. You just never know what you're going to get when you go into a session.
So I want to do it so bad now. Because I didn't realize that that is also part of it. And if you're living their life through that brief period of hypnosis, boy, you really experience what they experience. And maybe that's why in this life, you're experiencing what you are experiencing.
Yes.
Super interesting.
I'll tell you, it is very interesting. I had a client come not long ago, and she went back to a life of Marilyn Monroe. And she wasn't even a Marilyn Monroe fan. So, and she was very deep. So she was Marilyn Monroe. It was very touching for me because I've never been a big Marilyn Monroe fan. Hmm. But, you know, of course, people know of her. So I wasn't aware of the things she was telling me that when we came into the session, when she came off the cloud and I'm like, explain to me where you are, describe where you are. She was in the middle of the big set, which was, I can't remember the name of the movie now, but it was where Marilyn Monroe's wearing that white dress, standing over the grid, and the wind, you know, the air was blowing up, blowing her dress up. And this is a big, big movie that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she came in at. And so she was very upset that they kept wanting to do this scene over and over again. And they don't want her to say anything. They don't want her to talk. They just want her to stand there. Well, you know, unbeknownst to me, that I had no idea this was one of the biggest movies that Marilyn did, and I guess it made her very, very famous. But I got to talk to the real Marilyn, and the things that she was able to tell me, I mean, I really felt for her, you know what I mean? And even when I took her through her death experience, which some people may want to know, the death experience was she killed herself. And she was very depressed, but yeah, she had to put on, you know, this happy face, of course, for everybody, and that's what she hated. She said she can't be herself. There's nowhere she could go to be herself. She always had to be in disguise if she went somewhere. She was always surrounded by people. She couldn't just walk the street. So she used to love her place in New York because she said she had a home in L.A., she had a home in New York, and she loved to go to New York because she could hide in the crowds.
And I've heard that through documentaries before, that you think it's all Hollywood and it's all fantastic and great, but no, she lived a very depressed, sad life.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. We're going to take a very short break and come back. I have more questions about the classes that you offer, Trinae. I know you have a couple of websites. Which one to find the classes?
AwakenTheHealing.com.
Yeah, I love that name, by the way. It says it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, we all want to heal. We need to awaken it. And you've awakened a lot of us today to a number of different things right out of the gate in terms of the energy that's around us and the devices that we use. We're coming right back. Hang on.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we're back with Trinace Talbert, awakenthehealing.com, talking about some of the healing classes that she offers. And interesting stuff that we're learning today, I have to tell you that. There's so many different levels of classes, and these are natural healing classes and really holistic living. And they're all on demand, by the way, at awakenthehealing.com. Classes 5 and 6, The Transformation Power of the Near-Death Experience. What's that about?
Well, that's a deep one. So we go into, we use Daniel Brinkley's biography, his book, Saved by the Light, go into that more to show people, because the root of most people's issues is the fear of death. When we really get to the root, people fear death, so they do things to avoid death. And we have that class in that place right there at class number 5 and 6, because we need to get to that as soon as possible. We need to get to the root cause of people's fear, because what it does is it actually prevents people from living. And until you address the fear of death, then you can't live, because you're always in fear of dying. But death is an illusion. And just as we sit here and talk constantly about our sessions of QHHT, our quantum healing hypnosis sessions, we see that we are eternal. And once you, and that's another thing, Steve, what we were talking about before, it helps you not be so stressed out about your life, because it's not the only one you get. And I know a lot of people that may be hard to believe in, that sort of thing, but wow, how much history we have of people coming back and children being born with all these amazing abilities at 2 and 3 years old, and they start telling you about their other life before they came here, and it's endless. It's endless. There's tons of books out there. If you really want to know what's going on, you have to look for it. But the fear of death has to be addressed, because people cannot move forward, and they won't step out on that thing that they were born to do unless they eliminate that fear. And it seems like, you know, as we see in these past life regressions, there's a lot of time in the history of humanity that people were just killed for the smallest of things, for picking up a book and trying to read it. You know, you could have been hung or burned at a stake because it was illegal for you to read. I find it quite interesting when we do our sessions of how much history that I learn, because it's things that we kind of go over real quick and brief in history, but there are things that really humanity has gone through, and they've been very torturous things, and many people have died in terrible ways. And so, again, that stays with you, but it's an unconscious thing. And so in the back of your mind, you may be born to do something, but you were killed in another life for trying to do that thing. So it's in your mind, like writing this amazing book, but you were burnt at a stake for reading, trying to read a book. So you have to address those things in order for you to be free to live the life that you were born to.
Powerful stuff here that we're talking about. And it's funny, well, not funny, but very interesting that these classes on demand go many different places in terms of healing from this to that, which we probably don't even realize, many of us, that we need to learn more about that. I do want to tell you that I looked at the trailer on your website, and well produced, really well done.
Thank you.
What do you hear from people that take the classes?
Well, and I don't need to brag, but I'm just going to be honest. I've heard this from a lot of people, say they were amazing. You get a free ebook with each class. I write an ebook to go along with each class so that you have something physical to actually refer to after seeing the class, to help the information go just that much deeper. And I have heard that it's the most comprehensive program, like all of the different things we cover in one set of classes. People are amazed at how much information that they get. And, of course, the prices are amazing, because it's really we're just trying to get people to make some kind of investment into their own, more of an energy exchange so that they appreciate it, because that's what I find is that people have to invest something. If they don't invest something, then they don't take it very serious.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they don't see the value. If you just give it away for free, which, you know, you've got experience, you've got training, and just the production of the classes make that impossible. But many times if you hand something to somebody for free, it's like, yeah, all right, well, can't be that great, but it really is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
The website is awakenthehealing.com, natural healing and holistic living classes. And fascinating talking with you today, Trinace. And every time I hold my cell phone, I'm going to think twice about that. Got to tell you that.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. As always, it's a pleasure.
I appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk soon.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.